إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is another lesson that we have been reading from Al-Usul al-Thalatha by Al-Sheikh Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make it beneficial for us. We ask Him for tawfiq in implementing it and calling to it and being patient upon it. Last week we left off on the statement of the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he said, الرَّابِعَةُ وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِيهِ. The individual has to be patient with the trials and tribulations which he is afflicted with in the path of the first three things, which is knowledge, action, and calling to the path of your Lord. You have to be patient. And we mentioned last week that the individual has to be patient with regards to that which comes to him by, or that which he is afflicted with, the trials and tribulation by way of the disbelievers, and likewise by way of the believers. And we mentioned the speech of Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan habibullah ta'ala. And from that speech he mentioned that the individual who calls to Allah, the individual who enjoins the good and forbids the evil, this individual will be afflicted with trials and tribulations. Bil qawli aw bil fi'li. Whether in statements or whether in actions. And our Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that verily the prophets, and he's addressing his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informing him about what was the affair of the prophets who came before him. He said, indeed, the prophets who came before you were called liars, and they were patient with that which they were being called, and they were afflicted until our support, and the support of Allah Azza wa Jal, came to them. So that shows you that the people, they were speaking ill about the prophets and the messengers before the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala mentioned that to his prophet so that he can be patient. Because this was also mentioned about him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only were they afflicted with harshness by way of the people in terms of their speech, but likewise they were threatened, and some of them were killed. As Allah Ta'ala mentioned, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَحْوَى أَنفُسَكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. Well, Allah SWT mentioned addressing the disbelievers, is it that every time a messenger comes to you with that which your desires do not, that which your desires do not comply with, that which is not pleasing to your desires, you are prideful, And some of them you call liars and label them to be liars, and some of them you kill. So in fact, the prophets and the messengers, they were the individuals who were afflicted with the most trials and tribulations by way of their people. And they were afflicted with trials and tribulations by way of individuals who were extremely close to them. Individuals who were extremely close to them. And if we were to read into the Quran, we would find the stories of the prophets of the past and that which they went through and that which they were patient with in the call to the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them were being called sahir, magicians. Some of them were being called majnoon, crazy and insane. Some of them, it was said about them, asatir al-awwaleen, that they had written stories of the people of the past. And some of them were, it was said about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was being taught by someone. And many other things, yani, if we were to read into the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, into the seerah of the prophets of those who preceded him and came before him, we would find the tremendous patience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them with in his book. And because of that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم يبتلى الرجل على قدر دينه. To the end of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, أشد الناس بلاء, and the person who has the most afflictions are the prophets, and then those who follow them and those who follow them, and an individual will be tested, or an individual will be tested based on the level of his deen. Based on the level of his deen. Because of that hadith, it was mentioned by Imam al-Malik, Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, the Imam of Dar al-Hijra, the Imam of Medina. It was mentioned where he said, لا تغبطوا أحد لم يصبه في هذا الأمر بلاء. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said, do not be envious of an individual who calls to Allah, but he's never afflicted with trials and tribulations. Do not be envious of that individual. Once again, do not be envious of an individual who calls to Allah, but he never has trials and tribulations. Do not be envious of him. Why? Because if that individual had strong iman, Allah would test him. Allah would indeed test him. And because of that, the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became worried and frightened when days went by and they weren't afflicted with a calamity. When days went by and they weren't afflicted with a calamity, they became frightened. Why? Because does this mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this mean that my iman is low? Does this mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that because they, based on the hadith that if in and another hadith, yani that hadith about the prophets and the messengers being the individuals who have the most calamities or trials in their lives. And likewise, another hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. If Allah loves the people, He will test them. If Allah loves a person, He will test them. So the Sahaba would become frightened if several days went by and they were not afflicted with any type of calamity. Not that they were happy, not that they wanted the calamities, but they understood that it is something from Allah Azza wa Jal. And because of that, and Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned that it's extremely important. Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned that it's extremely important that the da'iyah or the da'i, the caller to Allah Azza wa Jal, that the individual is patient and he does not look at, you know, what are the fruits of his da'wah at the time that he is giving the da'wah. If he is patient, and he does not look at what are the fruits of his da'wah at the time that he is giving the da'wah, because if it's possible, his justification for that statement, he says, because it's possible that an individual, if he looks at the fruits of the da'wah while he's giving it, he doesn't see much. Thus, he stops calling to Allah. Because he doesn't see much fruits. But he said, but the smart individual is the individual that keeps calling to Allah, because for one, he gets rewarded, and for two, it's possible that once this individual passes away or moves to a different city or the likes of that, then later on the people realizes that he was upon the haq, and they begin to benefit from his work. And with that being a reality, and yes, it is a reality, because it's possible that an individual is calling the people to the truth. So he shouldn't look and make the acceptance of the truth his criteria for continuation. He shouldn't make the acceptance of the truth a criteria for the continuation, because maybe if he sees the people stop accepting it, he closes up his books, and he goes on as we see it. You have some students of knowledge, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us firm upon his religion and firm upon seeking knowledge. You might have some individuals who are upon khayr, and they were seeking knowledge, and they went back to their cities. And when they saw that the people were not so diligent in accepting the knowledge from them, they closed their books, they went out and they got occupations that busied them from seeking knowledge, and they stopped calling to Allah, they stopped giving knowledge. They just part of the normal society. When at one time they were callers, it is said to those individuals, why did you stop calling? They said, because the people weren't really accepting it. It's possible. For one, you're stopping your reward now. And there's no individual who is sane wants to stop his reward. And for two, it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would decree after 3 years, the people would accept your call. And in that regard, just letting you know the importance of that is because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمَ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. If the son of Adam dies, his actions cease except three. صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, a continuous charity, or وَلَدٌ صَعِلْمٌ يَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ, or knowledge that the people can benefit from, أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ, or a righteous son who supplicates for him. Now there's a waqfa in that hadith, and that is something we came across recently. That was mentioned by Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala related to that hadith. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala, in his introduction to his new explanation, he has a book which was printed maybe a month ago, his explanation of Iqtida' Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala has an explanation which is in 5 volumes of Iqtida' Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is a book by Ibn Taymiyyah talking about, or the subject of the book is how the believers are in opposition to the disbelievers. How the believers should be in opposition to the ways of the disbelievers. In the introduction to that book, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala mentions, while he was praising Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the hadith that I mentioned just a few minutes ago, and that is the hadith that if a Muslim dies, his actions are cut off except three. He said, so he was mentioning that hadith to show how we still benefit from the books of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Rahimahullah ta'ala. And then he said, so this is a prime example of how we are, and it's been, and you know, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, died 700 and something. So we are about 700 years away from the time of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. But we're still benefiting from his books, rahimahullah ta'ala. So this is an example of how the people benefit from the knowledge after the person has died. Then Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala gave a wonderful fa'ida that he heard from his Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Ibrahim. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, who was also the teacher of many of the scholars, the likes of Sheikh bin Baz and others. He said, I heard a wonderful benefit from Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim to show you the importance of knowledge from that same hadith. And it's superiority, the fact that it is superior over the righteous son and the continuous charity. And he said that Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim said, this shows you that knowledge is more superior than the other two because the righteous son can pass away. So he's no longer supplicating for his father or his mother. And the continuous charity can end. The continuous charity can end. And the way continuous charity can end, let's say if a person has $1,000 or 1,000 pounds, and he says, I want to use this 1,000 pounds, I want to use this 1,000 pounds to, to do something with. He says, I take this 1,000 pounds for the rent of a masjid. I take this 1,000 pounds or this $1,000 for the rent of a masjid. So that masjid is rented for 1 year. That masjid is rented for 1 year, and then after that, the money runs out. It was a continuous charity, but for 1 year. Or it was a continuous charity for 5 years. But it's possible it runs out. And it's possible, definitely, the righteous son is going to die one day. But the knowledge would never end. But the knowledge would never end, and here's a prime example, 700 years later, we're still benefiting from the books of Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. So the caller understands that he or she can never stop. You should be continuous in your call, and you should not look at whether the people are accepting it or whether the people are not accepting it. It is possible that that is from the trial that Allah ta'ala has placed in front of you. That is from the trial that Allah has placed in front of you, and it is upon you to be patient with it. And we also know that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, as we have in the hadith, and I'm only mentioning this reference because it's a common reference, and that is Kitab al-Tawheed, where the Prophet ﷺ said he was shown Yawm al-Qiyamah, and some prophets came with this amount of people and that amount of people, and there were some prophets, laysa ma'ahu ahad. There were some prophets, they had no individuals with them. There were some prophets. There will be some prophets. There were some prophets. The Prophet saw, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there will be some prophets on Yawm al-Qiyamah. They won't have any followers, meaning no one listened to their call. But did that mean they stopped? No. They did not stop. Now, so this is that which, and we mentioned last week, if you want to go into detail into the different types of patience, you can go into the explanation by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, or the explanation of Sheikh Ubayd Al-Jabri hafizullah ta'ala. You can find in detail the issue of patience. Then Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala brings a statement of one of the Salaf, and that is the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i to support Afwan. Before that, he mentions the Dalil. Before that, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentions the dalil. The dalil for what? The dalil for knowledge. The dalil for righteous actions. The dalil for calling to Allah. And the dalil for being patient. He brings it in one ayat where he says, وَالدَلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. This is the proof that Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned to show you these four factors, these four issues. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan hafizullah ta'ala said, هَذِهِ هِيَ الْمَسْأَلَةُ الْأُولَى. He said, the four issues are present, or the four foundations are present in this verse. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those, or the translation of the verses, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by time indeed mankind is astray, mankind is lost, mankind is in destruction, except those who believe. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan said, this is the first issue, الْعِلْمُ لِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا بِالْعِلْمِ. He said, this is the first issue, which is knowledge. Because Allah says, except those who believe. And You cannot believe if you don't have knowledge. You cannot believe if you do not have knowledge. And that's taken from the hadith. The famous hadith of Jibreel, where the Prophet ﷺ was asked, "Mal iman? What is iman?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "And tu'mina billah, to believe in Allah, to believe in the angels, to believe in the last day." So you cannot have knowledge, or you cannot have iman, except that you have knowledge. Have knowledge about Allah, have knowledge about His Prophet ﷺ. And that's why, what did Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, Rahim Allah Ta'ala, describe knowledge? Where he said, al-ilm, what did he say? Wahuwa. And this knowledge is, wahuwa ma'rifatullah, wa ma'rifatun nabiyyihi, wa ma'rifatu deen al-islami bil-adillah. Knowledge, it is to know Allah, and know His Prophet, and know the religion of Islam with proofs. So that is the first. What is the second? وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do righteous deeds. And this is the second. Because this Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab said, أَثَّانِيَ الْعَمَلُ بِهِ. The second is that you have to act upon it. So Allah Ta'ala says, and do righteous deeds, meaning, and act upon that knowledge. The third one, وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ. And this, فَهَذِهِ دَعْوَةُ إِلَى الْعِلْمِ وَالْعَمَلِ. And those who join together upon truth. Those who join together upon truth. Let's start the verse from the beginning again. وَالْعَصْرِ, by time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, mankind is astray. Mankind is in pure destruction. Except those who believe. This is knowledge. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do righteous deeds. And this is amal. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ, and join together upon truth. And this is a da'wah to ilay. And this is calling to knowledge and calling to righteous actions. Is it possible that an individual can say, we join together upon the truth and we join together upon that which is right, but we don't call to the path of Allah? No. Indeed, the foundation of joining together upon the truth is that you call to the path of your Lord, tabarak wa ta'ala. And calling doesn't mean that I only call the kuffar, and that I only call the disbelievers, and I only call the Hindus and the Jews and the Christians. No, even I call the Muslims. Even I call the Muslims. So when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ, they join together upon the truth in every form of the truth. When I'm with the Muslims, I'm calling them to the haqq. When I'm with my brothers, I'm calling them to the haqq. When I'm with my family, I'm calling them to the haqq. And this is the way of a believer. I'm not talking about myself. The way of a believer, if the believer is with his Muslim brothers, he's calling them to the haqq. If he's at his job, he's calling them to the haqq. If he's on the street, he's calling the people to the haqq. If he's at home, he's calling his family and his children to the haqq. If he's in a masjid, he's calling to the haqq. This is the way of the believer, and this is one of the reasons why we will free ourselves of destruction. We will free ourselves of destruction. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they join together upon patience. And they join together upon patience. And this is the last issue that Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, he said, وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْأَذَاءِ فِيهِ. This is that which Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, Rahim Allah Ta'ala, said, and being patient, and all of the afflictions. Naam. So this is that which was mentioned by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. And naam. Then he mentioned the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i in support of that verse. And that's the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i. And Imam al-Shafi'i is one of the great imams of Ahl Sunnah of the past, and he's considered one of the great four imams: Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik ibn Anas, and Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, and he died 204 Hijri, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Those are the four well-known scholars of Islam of the past, and indeed there were more scholars, but these were the ones who are mostly known, especially for the fiqh and Islamic jurisprudence. And these are the ones, most of the fiqh books which are authored under one of these four madhahib. The madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, the madhab of Imam Malik ibn Anas. They say Maliki, Abu Hanifa, they say Hanafi, or Hanafi, Maliki, the madhab of Muhammad ibn Idris or Shafi'i, and they say Shafi'i, and the madhab of Imam Ahmed ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal, and they say Hanbali, they say Hanbali. Naam. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned, he said, لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. If Allah did not reveal any proof to His creation except this surah, it would have sufficed them. It would have sufficed them. And Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Habib Allah Ta'ala, mentioned the reason why that was said by Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, because this statement, or this verse I should say, this verse contains the reasons for happiness. And it is, أن يتصف الإنسان بهذه الصفات الأربعة, that an individual, he is described with these characteristics. The first, العلم, والعمل, an action. So the first, he is described with a believer. He's first described with knowledge, an action, an Islamic propagation, and patience. And when doing so, فَقَامَتُ الْحُجَّ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ بِهَذِهِ السُّورَةِ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah, He has established the proofs against the creation. He has established the proofs upon the creation. It's as if, and Sheikh Saleh Fawzan mentioned that, it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is said, إِنِّي قَدْ بَيَّنْتُ لَكُمْ أَسْبَابُ السَّعَادِ فِي هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ الْمُقْتَصِرَةِ فِي هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ الْقَصِيرَةِ الْمُقْتَصِرَةِ. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, I have clarified to you the means of happiness in this summarized, concise surah. If you want to save yourself, you have to have knowledge. Yani, you believe. You have knowledge, and that knowledge leads you to belief. And then you have to act upon that knowledge. And then you have to call others to that knowledge. And then you have to be patient. Then you have to be patient in that which you are afflicted with when you're calling people to that knowledge. It was mentioned by Ibn Qayyim, or it was mentioned likewise, it was mentioned by Ibn Qayyim, Naam, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada, he said, Al-Kamal, which is perfection, and yakuna shakhs, that the individual, kamilan fi nafsihi, he tries to be complete, he tries to be perfect within himself. It doesn't mean that the individual, he claims to be perfect, no. But he tries to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a perfect manner. He tries to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a good manner. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written perfection in everything. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that from perfection is that an individual tries to complete himself. نعم أن يكون الشخص كاملا في نفسه مكملا لغيره. Perfection is that a person tries to perfect himself and he tries to perfect others. Perfection is that an individual tries to perfect himself and he tries to perfect others. He said, فهذه سورة على اختصارها هي من أجمع سور القرآن بخير بحذافيره. So this surah, Ibn Qayyim says, so this surah, even though it is one of the smallest surahs of the Quran, it is the most concise. It is one of the most comprehensive surahs because it gathers all forms of good. Now look at that statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. From perfection is that the individual tries to perfect himself and he tries to perfect others. Mumtaz. We understand it from the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except those who believe and do righteous deeds and join together. Notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe and do righteous deeds, that's for themselves. You believe for yourself. You do righteous deeds for yourself. And then you come together with others. وَتَوَاصَوْا. And then they join together in righteousness and they join together in patience. So that shows you that Allah Azza wa Jalla is calling us to this characteristic. Allah is calling us to be individuals. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is calling us to, our Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is calling us to that characteristic. And to show you, that was also the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was also the way of our beloved Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how many times do we have in his Sunnah where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Mu'adh, inni uhibbuka. For example, the Prophet said, Oh Mu'adh, I love you. So do not forget to say after every salat, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. So do not, Oh Allah, Oh Mu'adh, I love you. So don't forget to say at the end of every prayer, Oh Allah, assist me with your remembrance and your gratitude and your perfection in worship. Likewise, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, an individual came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sa'ini ala nafsika bi kasrat al-sujood. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi, the individual said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you and I want to be with you in Jannah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, So help yourself by making a lot of prostration. So we find that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only did he himself seek perfection, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in that which he did to be close to his Lord, but he also assisted others in getting close to their Lord. Na'am. And Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Habib Allah Ta'ala, mentioned, he said, وَلَيْسَ مَعْنَا كَلَامَ الشَّافِعِي أَنَّ هَذِهِ سُورَةَ تَكْفِ النَّاسِ. Yani, the statement of Imam al-Shafi doesn't mean that this is the only thing, if this was real to the people, they need nothing else. No. But the meaning, but that which Imam al-Shafi, rahimahullah ta'ala, is getting to the people is that in general, this surah tells the people the track that they should be upon. It gives a general description of that which the people should be upon. And the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the remaining portion of the Qur'an, and the remaining portion of the Sunnah, that clarifies how they do it. So what track should you be on? Belief, righteous deeds, joining together upon good, joining together upon patience. That's the track you should be on. How do you be on that track? Then it is taken from the rest of the Quran and the rest of the Sunnah. Naam. Then he mentioned, وَقَالَ الْبُخَارِيُّ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And this is Imam Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim al-Bukhari رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And he is famous as well. Imam al-Bukhari رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى mentioned, بَابْ الْعِلْمْ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. The chapter of knowledge before statements and actions. The chapter of knowledge before statements and actions. وَالْدَلِيلُ. The statement of Imam al-Bukhari is being brought because Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab said, Al-Ula al-Ilm. Al-Ula al-Ilm. The first affair is knowledge. So knowledge precedes everything. So he's bringing the statement of Imam al-Bukhari to show that knowledge precedes everything. وَالدَّلِيلُ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The statement of Allah Ta'ala in Surah Muhammad, Allah Ta'ala says, know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and then seek forgiveness for your sins. Imam Bukhari said, فَبَدْعَ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So Allah Ta'ala began with knowledge before statements and action. Yani, Allah began with knowledge, and the knowledge was Tawheed. The knowledge was Tawheed. Just like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab said, Al-ilm wa huwa ma'rifatu Allah wa ma'rifatu Nabihi, to the end, that knowledge is Tawheed. Fa'alam. So Imam Bukhari said, Fa'alam. Naam. So he said, Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illa Allah. Allah said, Fa'alam. No. What is that knowledge? That there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And then seek forgiveness for your sins. So Allah began with knowledge before statements and actions. And that, yani, that knowledge, to have knowledge before statements and actions, naam. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan explained, and the other ulama who explained Usul al-Thalatha said, because you have to have, actions cannot be based off of ignorance. Actions cannot be based off of ignorance. If you go into the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen, He said, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Verily, you are approaching a people from the people of the book. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So let the first thing that you call them to the bearing witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. So he's calling them to knowledge first. He's calling them to knowledge. فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوكَ لِذَلِكَ فَعْلِمْهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ افْتَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتٍ. If they obey you, then inform them that Allah has legislated that they pray five times a day. So knowledge before statements and actions. Naam. Then Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala goes on to the next issue, and that is where he says, اَعْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ. No. May Allah have mercy on you. And we've already clarified the benefits of that statement in the previous statement. أَنَّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ وَمُسْلِمَةٍ تَعَلَّمُوا ثَلَاثِ هَذِهِ الْمَسَائِلِ وَالْعَمْلُ بِهِنَّ. No, that is incumbent upon every Muslim man and every Muslim female to learn these three issues and to act upon these three issues. And then he goes on to explain those three issues. And Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, before going on to explain what are those three issues, he says, التعلم هنا معناه التلقي عن العلماء والحفظ والفهم والإدراك. هذا هو التعلم. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan said, having knowledge, the meaning of having knowledge here is that the person takes it from the scholars, they memorize, they understand, and they comprehend. Once again, they take it from the scholars, they memorize it, they understand it, and they comprehend it. He said, هذا هو التعلم. This is knowledge. ليس المراد مجرد قراءة أو مطالعة حرة. He said, knowledge is not that a person simply reads, or he reads during, you know, he does his free reading. كما يسمونها, as some people say. Some people say free reading. This is knowledge. He said, هذا ليس تعلما. This is not knowledge. This is not studying. إنما التعلم هو التلقي عن أهل العلم مع الحفظ ذلك وفهمه وإدراكه تماما. هذا هو التعلم الصحيح. He said, but real knowledge, real learning, is that the person takes from the people of knowledge, and that they memorize, and that they understand, and they comprehend. This is the true seeking of knowledge. أما مجرد القراءة والمطالعة فإنها لا تكفي في التعلم. As for reading and, you know, individual scheming through, you know, books and reading books, this is not sufficient. This is not sufficient as studying. وإن كانت مطلوبة, even though it's something good, it's something good, it's something that a person should do, read and the likes of that. وفيها فائدة ولكنها لا تكفي. It's something good, and it has benefits, but it is not sufficient. وَلَا يَقْفِ الْإِقْتِصَارُ عَلَيْهَا. And it is not befitting, it is not sufficient that an individual only reads books. وَلَا يَجُوزُ التَّكَلْمُذْ عَلَى الْكُتُبِ. He said it is not permissible that a person is only a student of books. كَمَا هُوَ الْوَاقِعَ فِي هَذَا الْوَقْتِ. As we see during our present time. لأن التتلمذ على الكتب خطير جدا. Because if a person is self-taught, meaning if a person only reads books, then this is something very dangerous. يحصل منه مفاسد والتعالم أضر من الجهل. He said, because this person would bring about much havoc. This person would bring about much evil. Because being self-taught is worse than ignorance. Being self-taught is worse than ignorance. لأن الجاهل يعرف أنه جاهل ويقف عند حده. Because the individual who is ignorant, he knows he's ignorant. He knows he doesn't have knowledge, so he stops. He doesn't cross the red line. He doesn't go past the limit. ولكن المتعالم, but the individual who is self-taught, يرى أنه عالم, he feels that he is a scholar. فيحل ما حرم الله ويحرم ما أحل الله. Because of him seeing that he's a scholar, and in his opinion, he's a scholar, he makes haram that which Allah has made halal, and he makes halal that which Allah has made haram. وَيَتَكَلَّمُ وَيَقُولُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ فَالْمَسْأَلَةُ خَطِيرَةٌ جِدًّا. And he speaks and he says about Allah without knowledge, so So this is a serious, dangerous affair. So this is a dangerous affair. And then the Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala goes on to explain that knowledge is not only taken by books, from books. Knowledge is not only taken from books, but it is taken from the ulama. As he said, فَالْعِلْمُ لَا يُخَذُ مِنَ الْقُتُبِ مُبَاشَرًا وَإِنَّمَا الْقُتُبِ وَسَائِلٍ. So knowledge should not only just, and a person should not just, limit himself to taking knowledge from books. Books are only a means. أَمَّا حَقِيقَةُ الْعِلْمِ فَإِنَّهَا تُخَذُ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ جَيْلًا بَعْدَ جَيْلٍ. But the reality of knowledge is that it is taken from the scholars generation after generation. وَالْكُتُبُ إِنَّمَا هِيَ وَسَائِلٍ لِطَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ. But books are only a means. Books are only a means. They assist, they support, they help. But the true knowledge is taken at, or is taken from the scholars. Now, this is that which we have to offer in tonight's lesson. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue bi-ithnillahi ta'ala after the month of Ramadan, because as I informed the brothers that I will be traveling, and in the month of Ramadan, it's possible that I won't have access to the internet, so I won't be able to teach. But bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will continue after the month of Ramadan. And in terms of the month of Ramadan itself, hopefully the brothers can arrange some talks with the ulama. They can arrange some talks with the ulama, and possibly arrange some talks with some of the talibatul ilm about the merits of Ramadan and about the rulings of Ramadan and Taraweeh and the likes of that. This is something that the brothers should be diligent in conducting so that the people can benefit. And may Allah SWT make them a means of assisting the people, supporting the people, and being able to deliver to the people that which is authentic from the scholars and from the students of knowledge. Allah knows best. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.